Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 13, talking about waiting. Rebbe, the Gemara talks about a story. Rebbe also concurs with that opinion of Rav Nachman. Ravin bar Rav Ada said there was an incident with one man who deposited a saddlebag full of chametz with Yochanan Chakukah, which the people say is a contraction of du sakim, two sacks. These sacks were made of leather, Rashi points out, and were hung over the mule's back on one on each side, Aruch points out in the notes. But when the eve of Pesach arrived, mice pierced it and the chametz was leaking out. He came before Rebbe to ask what he should do. Notes point out at that time the value of the chametz was very minimal, since it would become forbidden later that morning. Yochanan therefore came before Rebbe to ask if he could sell it to limit the owner's loss, as Rashi points out. The first hour, Rebbe said to him, wait, because the owner might come and eat his chametz before the time of its prohibition, Rashi points out in the notes. The second hour, he said to him, wait. The third hour, he said to him, wait. The fourth hour, he said to him, wait. But in the fifth hour, he said to him, go out and sell it in the market. So this guy comes before Rebbe, and Rebbe tells him no less than 1, 2, 3, 4 times to wait. How often in our own life are we forced, quote unquote, to wait? How often in our life do we have to practice the idea of patience? We just had a whole lecture series episode about patience and not breaking our fuse and not losing our fuse. Patience is so important. Patience is so critical in our own lives. Here in the Gemara, it's talking about wait. How often do we have to wait for things? How often is it easy for us to have impatience, to lose our patience, and to have anger, unfortunately, and to lose ourselves in a situation, even in a ridiculous situation? Looking back a day later, an hour later, a week later, a month later, was it really important to lose your sanity, to lose your shalom bias, to lose your shalom of yourself, your menuchat hanefesh and guf over it? Was it really important to get so mad at this trivial thing or that trivial thing? Of course, I myself am very guilty of this very often, as I'm sure many of us, probably not as much, or maybe, whatever. But in general, when it comes to waiting, patience is so important. And if you look back at the item and the incident, it wasn't something worthy of losing your sanity over, losing your patience over, losing your anger over. Pirkei Avos teaches us the best type of midah in relation to anger is someone who is hard to anger, but easy to appease. We should all strive for that level. It's hard to have that level. Many of us, or maybe even some of us, might have the easy to anger, hard to appease, which unfortunately is the worst one. But we should all work on it to be able to try to get to that level where we are hard to anger and easy to appease. The Gemara here talks about patience. This guy had to wait hour after hour after hour about chametz, and he did so listening to the advice of the rabbis. In our own life, we should try to do what we can to work on our own patience, to work on waiting. Good things come to those who wait is a famous phrase, and no one ever lost with having the proper amount of patience, having the proper amount of holding anger or things in check. When we wait and we wait, we're able to work on our midas, to work on our traits, to be able to have life with a little more calm, to have life with a little more patience. But there's something good to work on every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 14 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.